I'm Isaac Marola Nywanish. I'm Acting Director of Community Development, Minister of Social Development.
Marola, there is a report or allegation that there are some people who passed away or died of hunger report here in the government of Western Lagos State. Could you be able to tell us, have you received any report, say report in your department?
Well, I received a report from leaders of Bonorable. So the report to me that the loss of six people. Those people, they had three women and three men. One from them, he hung himself because of hunger, because he went to the market, the main market, and begged the people in the market. So when he went, he got nothing. He come back to the house and then with the four breads. So he talked to her colleague that if it is alive, I was, and then no need again to be alive. So he hung himself. So I have a report from them, and even I have more detail about them, and even the name, I have them here also. So I went to RRC, and I talked to them, and I gave them the report that the vulnerable we have in the Ministry of Gender and Social Development, six of them, they died of hunger. And then from there, the director gave me a green light of making a request from WFP and others, humanitarian agencies. And then I wrote the request for emergency. From there, they say that, so currently we don't have a food for them, except maybe in the next few days, and then we are going to make a registration first, and then after that we give food to them.
When is this incident took place, when these people passed away?
One from them died in December, and then five of them, they died in January.
Did you establish the fact that the cause of the death is related to hunger or the other symptoms that make them pass away?
You know, I think all of them, they died of hunger. Simply because when you have a malaria and you don't have a food, so you will lead to the same cause of dying. I actually have the background, and then I went to their houses and I talked to them that this person is died of hunger. They just give me ABCD, because one of them is an old man and he's called Mwangaluo. So he died of hunger because he was in the house with only two kids. Two, they went to the street, and then he left home, and then from there he got malaria. From there, nobody come and give him a food or tea. So from there, he died alone.
So all these people that pass away, are they vulnerable? Do they have any people who are taking care of them, or they are just people who beg and they go on street? Can you give us more background about their status?
Well, some of them, they just slave on the street, and some of them, they are in the communities, but they don't have the caretakers anyway, because they just they are in the community without people taking care of them. The food is based on baking.
What are the steps that you have taken now to take care about the other vulnerable people in the community, or particularly here in Rumbek town?
Well, I talked to the government and WFP and Plan International, because they are all partners to the Ministry of Gender and Social Development. I talked to them, and then I called them a phone to save the life of these vulnerable. But in this situation, when the government doesn't do anything to them, maybe the same way of losing the six people, other people, they will fall under that. So as a Minister of Gender and Social Development, we are actually humanitarian ministry, whereby when we see the vulnerable people, we take responsibility of them by taking them to the community. And then we talk to the community leaders to take care of them. But nowadays, things are inadequate, because the situation is very deteriorating, whereby nobody saying that we are doing ABCD.
How many people that you have identified, vulnerable group that needs to be assisted?
We identify the blind people, and even some people with a nature disability, and then other people that are lambs. All these people are under the Ministry of Gender and Social Development, whereby the humanitarian can assist them.
How many of them? A rough figure?
Last year we registered 179 households.
Okay, around Rumbek?
Around Rumbek, yes.
Okay, as a ministry, apart from agencies, what do you give them?
And we don't have anything except last year we went to the markets and then we talked to the mayor, town mayor, and then he provides small food to the ministry and then we give them to the vulnerable.
What could be the solution now to address all these issues?
I think only solution is to call upon the humanitarian agencies to look into this. Because government, I think I cannot blame the government because government doesn't have any financial and even others incomes except humanitarian have to save the life of vulnerable. In this juncture, or this morning, I went to the RLC and then we proceed up to World Food. So we talked to the head office and then they promised us that maybe in some days coming, they are going to address this issue.